The giant Dadaab refugee camp settlement in northern Kenya is home to almost 500,000 Somalis, with more crossing the border every day to escape violence and famine. In all, 12 million people need food aid because of the drought in the Horn of Africa. High-profile international visitors have paraded through the dusty camps in recent weeks. The latest is Mia Farrow, the actress who's also a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador. NPR's Ophabia Quist Arkton caught up with her just as she arrived.
Wheels down, Mia Farrow has arrived in Dadaab.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Morning. Ophabia from NPR. Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
Hello. Happy to meet you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. There were a couple of droplets of rain just as your plane was circling and landing.
And then no more, huh?
But what? Good auspices?
I hope so. We certainly hope for rain. A soft, enduring, gentle rain for the next, 4 months? That would be lovely.
Dadaab refugee settlement is about 50 miles from Kenya's arid and dusty border with Somalia, across which tens of thousands of Somalis have made their way in recent weeks, escaping conflict, drought, and now famine. Armed with a black notebook and a camera, Mia Farrow gets down to business. First stop, a meeting with children.
How many of the children have arrived in the last 3-4 months?
It's quite a big number. We admitted about 1,500. Yeah, immediately when they come.
School's out in Dadaab, but the recent influx of children arriving from Somalia is acclimatizing to refugee life in Kenya and preparing for school ahead of the new term beginning next month.
Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
I am fine!
Excellent! Does anyone want to talk about... Explain to me how they came here.
Anybody?
From the school, it's off to Ifo Reception Center at one of the camps. Here, the new Somali refugees are given wristbands and a 3-week supply of food. More questions from Mia Farrow and answers from Merin Afzal of the UN Refugee Agency at Ifo.
And if you see a child that's looking very thin, for instance, little one there by the tree.
There's a medical screening unit that's set up. The idea is to capture all those that are severely malnourished and to send them immediately to the GIZ hospital, which is right behind.
This ward at Ifo Hospital is full of severely malnourished children. Their skin and bones. Farrow, who's accompanied by her own daughter, Quincy, expresses her sorrow to one mother, Sadumo Salat, who's lived through war, the Islamist insurgency, and drought in Somalia.
But the lady was saying that if there could be rain, she would go home. She says she can deal with the violence if only there would be rain. And so she came with her children, and she's praying for rain, like everyone here.
So what else have the Somali refugees been telling Mia Farrow?
People seem dazed because of the long walk and the reasons that they were forced to leave, because their cattle died, because their crops failed, because no rain was coming, because missiles were falling. Gunfire was so much a part of just being terrified through the days and nights. And one woman said to me, "What will happen to us now?" As if I could say. And I asked if she would go home again to Somalia. This woman here said yes, if the rains would come. Another woman said, "I'm terrified of the bombs." They want rain, and then they want peace. Those are very, very basic requests.
Farrow says she will ask the world not to forget the people suffering drought and famine in the Horn of Africa. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dadaab, northern Kenya.